Let's get over to our good friend Alan Pollack, who's here to talk about the weekly tech update. Alan, always fun to have you here and always good to get an update in technology. And there's so much happening out there. My gosh, it's all over the map, Alan. And what do you got for us today?
I have so much. I'm going to have to condense it down, but let's start with some really cool things. No funny jokes or anything like that today. Those beer pretzels that Alice talked about sound really good.
They do.
And why do I have a feeling like, I feel like pretzels have been on the rise. Like most places you go, they all now have pretzels on the appetizer menu. I like to call them appies. And then they also have beer pretzels or pretzels with beer cheese. And I feel like the trend is growing. I love pretzels. So Alice made me hungry, but that sounds like a lot of fun over at Union Home Mortgage. So David, check this out. I spoke with Jim Polino over at Lodestar. I don't know if Jim.
I do.
Really cool. Really cool company and product and service that they have over there. So he has a podcast and he interviewed me. And one of the sections talked about gauging growth. And it's on LinkedIn. And if you guys aren't tired of hearing me speak already, then please go out and check it out. You can just find it simply by looking for Lodestar, my name, or Jim Polino. But get this, LinkedIn has a button that says, give me the key takeaways. So I clicked it. It's AI-based. Get this. I was so impressed by it. I don't know why I don't click it in usual times, but get this. It said, this post highlights Alan's insights on mortgage technology engaging growth, drawing from his extensive experience in the field. It introduces a lending leaders episode. Okay, so it talks about that. And three bullets it gave, which are really great. Growth is a continuous journey marked by overcoming challenges and achievement and achieving milestones, as shared by Alan. Innovation in mortgage technology, like developing a pricing engine, going back to my early 2000s, requires resilience and adaptability in the face of competition and technical issues. That's huge, David, for everybody right now building AI solutions in our industry, trying to do something new or be different.
Yes.
I'm just going to read that sentence again. Requires resilience and adaptability in the face of competition and technical issues. It's great to have competition. It's great to learn from your competition, your customers. So I was impressed with myself, to be honest with you, when I read the takeaways. And then the final one is sustainability in business is about more than just reaching profitability. It involves constant growth, facing new challenges, and maintaining operations. So I thought that was interesting. Check it out if you have a chance. All right.
Yeah.
Every podcast I feel, David, we've talked about some type of data breach or fraud. It unfortunately is a topic.
Yeah.
We have to talk about AT&T just put millions of customers' data on the dark web. They're saying somewhere is in the area of 7.6 million current accounts, names, addresses, phone numbers, data births, and social security numbers. By the way, in addition to that, just 2 weeks ago, if you live in the Jacksonville area, Beaches Energy, which is a huge energy company, the same kind of data, including credit card and bank account numbers, was released. And the only thing these companies can do is just say, we're going to provide you with free credit monitoring.
That's right.
Maybe a little bit of insurance.
Yeah,
there's really nothing that can be done about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll talk about that in a moment. In March of this year, going back to AT&T, about 50,000 customers, a ransomware group released 50,000 customers' data for Beaches Energy. That was one by me. That was 50,000 people. They basically said, hey, we've got all this information. We're going to hold it ransom unless you pay us a million or two or whatever it is. And by the way, that's happened in the mortgage industry. You don't hear about it all the time because it's ransomware, meaning that it's quietly paid. Yep. But it does happen all the time. AT&T, by the way, with 7.6 million records. I didn't get much into cybersecurity on today's episode, but I did see that Housing Wire had an article. You may want to go read this. It basically says, focus on cybersecurity, a timely reminder with the rise in cyber attacks, and educate your internal staff. Focus on empowering your teams. There's employee training, especially for your SOC audits and the security training that they have. Cybersecurity always is a part of it. Remember, in our industry, a couple podcasts prior, in each of them, we've talked about some of the big lenders and organizations in our industry that had cyber attacks. It's time to really pay attention to that. David, you know how in the last few weeks, switching topics, now you've talked about folks investing money into other tech companies. This is a really big one. Radian, I didn't see the amount. I don't know if it's disclosed, but Radian just made a strategic investment in FinLocker. And they want to focus on delivering personal data-driven journey to empower homeowners. Now, FinLocker has been doing some really unique things. For a few years, they've worked with a number of banks and credit unions on the depository side as a PFM. They've completely revolutionized what they do. You want to check out what they do if you haven't. And hats off to Brian View. He's always on
Brian
social
View,
media.
He has discovered the power of LinkedIn in a way. He says it's almost like a full-time job now just to maintain it.
It definitely
and his
is.
Book that he co-authored is going on. It is just a must-read book. Yeah. So good. Really good.
Really smart guy. The investment from Radian, by the way, just going back to the article, it's their commitment to ensure the American dream of homeownership responsibly and sustainably through products and services that span the mortgage and real estate spectrum. So basically, they feel that their investment is a good collaboration and will help what FinLocker is doing to get more homeowners educated, help them get into the American dream. I'm so excited to see how that evolves over time. David, here's an interesting company. We talked about them about 2-3 years ago. It's called Fly Homes. And what they do is they give you the ability to buy your home before selling. So they call it buy before sell. They give you about 90 days. They just launched a wholesale channel. So they're giving mortgage brokers, which we know there's a big focus on mortgage brokers right now, the ability to leverage their products behind the scenes. While they're still the originator of record, it's what their article says, but it allows them to help find ways to get borrowers into homes when they've had a challenge or there's a contingency of some sort. So check out Fly Homes if you're a broker or if you have a TPO channel. David, I spoke with the folks over at Lender Toolkit this past week. I had no idea until getting on the phone with them the amount of products they have. They are integrated with almost every LOS system. They have automation. They have reporting. They've got their own dashboard, which was I said to them right on the phone. I said, I am so impressed by everything you have matured over all of these years. I had no idea. If you're looking for a partner to do some of those things, or someone to help with a tech solution that has a lot of integrations, go check out Lender Toolkit. I did last week, David, a video for one of my startups. So for anyone that I've recently talked to, I've got a number that I'm working on, 3 in total, by the way. I went, and there's 2 AI platforms. One is called Veed, V-E-D, and the other one's called Creatify. You want to write those down. You can go online. There's free trials. It's as inexpensive as $40 a month. And I told it what I was looking to advertise about. So this one is in the health insurance industry, and I gave it a little script. It used AI to make the script broader, and I had the option to choose or keep it. And then it went and created, and I chose social media, by the way, like Instagram, TikTok for the advertising. And it automatically put a real person in there whose words were synced identically without any resemblance of it being created by AI to speak. And it created the video, multiple layers of video and audio and images. And I uploaded a couple images as well. And it put it in a video editor with multiple tracks and I modified it and it made it look like I literally shot and edited the whole video over many hours. It was unbelievable. And then in one of them, you can click and just change the avatar, they call it, but they're real people. And when you pay, they have something like over 250 real people that you would never know are being generated by AI with their lips and the words syncing exactly. So if you're looking to advertise or talk in marketing terms, there's obviously restrictions in our industry about advertising. You want to look at these two. I'll talk about the differences between them next week. I think it's a huge tool that everybody could benefit from. So that's Veed and Creatify. And we'll talk about that next week. Yeah. And the final thing, David, we talked last week about vendors and the problem with managing vendors. So two things on that. And then we'll button up my segment for today. The first is we talked about a couple really interesting points. I've summarized them. I don't want to talk about the problem. I think we all can identify with what the problem of managing all of our vendors are, but the solution, just 3 simple points. It's in summary, and then to close off the loop on this, contract review and renewal. You have to have some folks within your organization that are looking at the contracts and the renewal and what those vendors do for you. You've got to do the due diligence for security reasons. You do not want to be in the middle of a security breach or be named in one or have to, contact insurance and attorneys. That's not fun. And communication and documentation. Those are so deep, each of those categories, but that's in summary of those final things. There's a lot of reasons to do that. If you want help in that area, reach out to David, his email address, or reach out to me, alan@tms-advisors.com. Fractionally, I do these things for people, and so does David. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Good. Alice, you had some thoughts that you were signaling to me on camera here. Follow-up thoughts?
Yeah, Alan, when you brought up the AI, we leverage Synthesia for our training, and it is really a great software. And it does exactly a lot. It has a lot of the features that Alan just referenced, where you can pick an avatar, you pick the audio. You got to know what you're doing to be able to make it work. But boy, it's just amazing how realistic the software can. And I'm sure with every passing minute, it's getting better, right? The way technology moves today.
Yeah.
But yes, that's another great vendor. Very worthwhile and an absolute cost savings. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, Alice. That's another one of the vendors. There's a few in like the top five that are really good, and that's one of those.
Yeah, that's true. There's so much developing. I finished reading the book on this trip, listening to the book. I'm an Audible guy, The Coming Wave. And it is one of the most interesting top books I've read, talking about all that's going to be done for us in the future. And what does that mean? What a different kind of skill sets we have. It's the critical thinking that we are as humans are going to be able to do it. Critical thinking, and more importantly, the communication of that critical thought and how we begin to do that. That is such a strong skill set that we as humans have got to develop and continue to develop, because that's the job that's going to be left afterwards, because so much of the services are being done. Great stories, and we'll talk more about that in the future. I'm looking at our calendar. I want to be respectful of everyone's time. On the security note, on the cybercrime, we had at the TMC speaking again, and it's the Scott, and I'll spend his last name because you want to check out his website and his videos on there. It's so important to understand it. Scott, it's AUGENBAUM. Scott talked about the simplest things we can do to avoid so much of the cybercrime risk for ourselves and for our companies. We cannot do enough on this very topic. He lives in the Nashville area. He's got some great content. Again, we just can't remind ourselves enough. So check it out. We'll put a link to Scott's LinkedIn page and his contact information in that below in our show notes for today.